This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a new state law that pertains primarily to women's health.
Senate Bill 106 prohibits the...
Senate Bill 106 was pre-filed on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Health and Welfare Committee on February 8th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on March 30th, sent to the executive branch on May 5th, and signed into law on July 6th. Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City is the sponsor.
This bill provides some exceptions in cases of a court order if the examination is necessary for a diagnosis or treatment. Only a few years ago, I learned that doctors, residents, and students in training in Missouri can legally perform pelvic exams on anesthetized patients without their knowledge or consent. And since this issue has been raised, I've heard from Missourians who have learned only after the fact that they have been subjected to these kinds of exams.
She adds, this new law is also about protecting medical professionals.
Understandably, they shared that they felt violated, and for people who have a history of sexual abuse, this practice is particularly traumatizing. I don't want to stigmatize these important exams or demonize those who participate in this as part of their training, but Missourians should consent whether or not they want these exams when anesthetized or unconscious. And with this legislation, patients will not only feel safer, we're also protecting medical students and residents from being asked to engage in this practice as well.
Senator Holly Thompson-Rader of Scott City co-sponsors Senate Bill 106.
And when I found out about this, right as session started, I went and spoke to the senator who had filed it and said, gosh, can I be a co-sponsor? I want to help you with this and show this is bipartisan. And what I had learned about is in some of our teaching hospitals, when you go in, you're agreeing to have medical students participate in your surgery or what have you.
She also says these types of exams can add other elements for some people.
What you are also agreeing to, but not told in that signing off of saying, you know, this is a teaching hospital, is that you could be in surgery for a knee problem and end up getting a pelvic exam for teaching purposes and then never know about it. And when I found out about this, it's like, this is just horrific for someone who has been a victim of sexual abuse. Absolutely, even another layer of trauma.
Senate Bill 106 took effect on August 28th. In the meantime, lawmakers are looking ahead to the upcoming legislative session. They have been able to pre-file legislation since July 1st. Pre-filed measures will receive their official bill numbers for 2024 starting on December 1st. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.